others. We're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five.
Back that ass up like it's 1999. Back that ass up like it's 1999. Back that ass up like it's 1999. Baby, let me drop it for me one more time. Some ass, yeah. You're bad, yeah. Making niggas spend this cash, yeah. Just last year, girl, you're working with some ass, yeah. You're bad, yeah. Making niggas spend this cash.
You guys are in Philly, right? So did, was Philly lit last night, or?
Well,
I didn't hear much.
For Villanova, I think people are excited about it, but it's not as, I mean, we're still in Philadelphia. Still celebrating the Eagles. I mean, like, you can't, everywhere you go, they're still talking about the Eagles winning the Super Bowl back in February. And then, you know, Villanova just won in 2016. So it's not like, so it's exciting, but I don't think people are like, oh my God, this just happened. Cause like, we just had it. You know what I mean? But I think people are still excited.
Right.
Not as excited, considering the fact that, like,
I thought it was lit, like, near campus in that area. I mean, there are three universities in that area. And so it was lit, like, over there. But I can't imagine. I didn't see anything else, really.
And even with those kids that are there, like, they would be excited about it, but 2016 wasn't that long ago, so a lot of them were there when it happened before. So it's kind of like they're used to it at this point, which is cool, but, like, I think that's probably why you don't see as much.
Yeah, it definitely was lit, but they're not giving us, like, off work. Like, we're definitely going to work on Thursday while they have this parade. It's changing.
They get a parade?
Yeah, they get a parade. Yeah, they get a parade.
As a matter of fact, when their plane came back in, they received like a two fire truck salute with like they were heroes, like with the water guns sprouting all over their airplane. Like, it was a bit.
It's dope. I like this.
Did you see how they dug up that guy's tweets? All that the white Dante, Dante DiVincenzo. They dug up all his tweets when he was saying the N-word and all this other stuff. So they, you know, Twitter don't play.
Also, what they did though, what I appreciated is. I mean, because they made a lot about like Loyola Chicago and Sister Jean. But when Sister Jean didn't pray hard enough, they called up in Father Ron over at Villanova. He prayed them right on through and he got to cut a piece of the net down. So that was cool.
That was cool, man.
All right. On tonight's show, we're going to be talking about another university, Howard University. Tyga, Black China, Blake. DMX and Tekashi 6ix9ine. Do you guys know who that is?
No.
We do. Well, I do.
I do now, yes. That's the one with all the face tattoos looking like a Fruity Pebbles in the hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit later. All right. Bro Talk Live, we always on the mark, the best show on the internet for us bias. Let's do our formal welcomes. What's going on, my man Dex? What up, bro?
Dexter Stucky here. Super excited to be here.
Is that a Hardy Boy shirt?
That is a Hardy Boy shirt in honor of WrestleMania, which is this weekend.
Is it really?
Yeah. WrestleMania is fastly approaching. I'm so excited.
Those wrestling years just come and go. I don't even realize
it. Sit down and watch this 10-hour show and then stay all night and read about it and just drag myself to work on Monday morning looking stupid.
Who's in the main event this year?
We don't know exactly what the main event's going to be, but the
world. How don't you know what? You don't know what the main event's going to be? Is that something new?
There's a couple matches that are like a main event caliber. They have Brock Lesnar, who's like known outside of WWE, and Roman Reigns. And then they also have Triple H and Stephanie versus Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey, who's also known outside of the WWE. Then there's also John Cena, who's known outside of the WWE, versus The Undertaker, who's known universal. So there's a lot going on. So there's a couple matches that could be like main event worthy. And there's also AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura. But
there's no one match that we know is going to be the main event.
It's WrestleMania. There's like a bunch of huge matches that like.
Yeah, but there's always one main event match. Like,
yeah, but there's
clearly
a couple
out of those three he named, there's going to be The Undertaker and John Cena. One you can't see.
That is not closing the show.
Like, come on.
I can't see Undertaker closing the show. I think out of all those, it'll probably be the Brock Lesnar match. Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns will probably be like the final because it's for the world title. Universal title, it's called, actually.
Gross. All right. Well, whatever. I'm sorry. Let's keep it going. Ty, I was about to just start the show. Ty, what up, bro?
Well, I mean, you've introduced me. Why not?
Hello, everyone.
How are you?
I'm really excited to be here today. I'm not tired because I've been resting for some reason. I was supposed to do a whole bunch of stuff, and I just paid it. I was like, I'm not doing any of it.
All right. Throw it still glossy. Did you polish that this weekend or something like that? It looks extra shiny.
I'm sorry.
I said, did you polish the throne room this weekend? It looks extra shiny.
No, I don't know what happened.
Okay.
It was the resurrection weekend. That's what happened.
Oh, yeah. Resurrection power. That's what it is.
Bill, have you been resurrected in the Lord on this Holy Week?
Say from the sting.
Listen, Good Friday was amazing. We had service. I preached Good Friday. We had resurrection service on Sunday. And tonight in Memphis, Tennessee.
On tonight.
I got to be churchy. They are celebrating the 50-year anniversary of Martin Luther King's mountaintop speech, which took place at Mason Temple Church of God in Christ. And also the 50-year anniversary of his assassination, which took place April the 4th, 1968. So keep that in your remembrance. Also, Winnie Mandela passed away, 81 years old. And like a lot of news channels are not covering that, which is interesting to me.
It now is. That we're done with the church announcements.
I was about to say that. You know what I was about to say? I was about to say we should make this a thing every week where Bill just tells us who died. Like it would be amazing.
Church announcements. So you govern yourselves accordingly. Amen.
Amen. All right. First topic. Is it Tyrone the scammer? That's the question that we're asking after this week, because Howard University has a brand new scam on their hands. It all started when a person by the name of Veritas 1867 went on Medium and posted this very long article in which posted a report claiming that $1 million in financial aid at Howard University was diverted between 2013 and 2017. Now, the writer of this article suggested that Howard University President Wayne Frederick and his administration had been aware of this fraud since May 2017 and points out that at least 7 senior level financial aid officials had either resigned or been quietly removed since then. Two individuals allegedly involved in the scam were identified by name in this Medium article, and they were Brian Johnson, who is the former associate director of financial aid, and law student Tyrone Hankerson Jr., who purportedly received roughly $430,000 in grants and various scholarships through his undergraduate and graduate years at the school. I was alerted in December 2016 that there may have been some misappropriation of university provided financial aid funds, which is what the president of Howard University, Frederick, said in a statement on March 28th, basically assuring the students that the funds embezzled did not result in a loss of student financial aid at the university. But Twitter wasn't buying it. And this is some of the tweets that they had to say. The Tyrone Hankerson situation upsets me to the core because there has been many times my dealing with Howard. I sat up at night and cried hard because financial aid played with my livelihood. Yet dude got a smooth $430,000 without being noticed. I want reparations. Someone else said Tyrone Hankerson Jr. stole $429,000 from Howard University, months away from graduation, and the scam went south. Mink coats, designer bags, personal videographer, and media team. Everyone say hello to the finesse god, Tyrone. And the thing that he was referencing was all Tyrone's lavish displays on the internet. As you can see here on the podcast, I'll describe them to you. On the picture on the left here, he has on a nice mink coat that you would see. Jesus and Merrill say he looked like he was going to a football game in the 1930s. I thought that was hilarious. He also has a Range Rover parked in front or posted in front of his Range Rover here. It looks pretty fresh, like a 2018 Range. But according to Tyrone, he says that was not his Range. He was just walking by it and decided to post it. He also is pictured here in Havana with some chancletas. The bottom right picture is the one that Dex likes, the one with him jumping in the air. Is that one you wish you could recreate, Dex?
Yeah, I don't know about recreating, but that picture is so epic to me. Like, this is the picture for the podcast listeners where he's wearing the yellow jacket. That picture is so epic to me. It is a mood.
Yeah, I've seen that picture a lot on the internet.
And he also had this picture he was posted up on the yacht. They call it this the SS scam. So yeah, Twitter, of course, found everything, including this picture, which you posted on Facebook back on December 11th, with the caption, another semester down, another bag secured. moving right along. It just looks so bad, like, looking back on it. Like, just, you're giving yourself up, securing bags. Someone else posted interaction that they had with the financial aid office that they said was with Tyrone. They asked for funds and the person responded here on the right by saying, unfortunately, the university has utilized 100% of financial aid budget for the academic year. We will not be able to provide you with payment with this payment option. We encourage you to look for other ways to get your money. So he went on Roland Martin to defend himself because people was giving him the blues on Twitter. And he said to Roland Martin, it's been an extremely difficult time, as you can imagine. I'm trying to remain optimistic about this situation, although it has been a challenge, particularly about going to class, because he still goes to Howard, worrying about safety and welfare concerns. He is a law school student and he plans to graduate in May. So Roland asked him point blank, did you embezzle $429,000? Hankerson, with his lawyer by his side, responded, no, I have not embezzled any money. That's absolutely false. Roland Martin asked him, where do you think this is coming from? And he said, I think that this requires a little more context to understand what's going on with the university. I'm being used as a mean to get Dr. Frederick, the president, out of his position. So he thinks he's being used as a ploy. Someone else's obsession with Dr. whatever his name is at Howard. He said, I want to make it clear to folks that there are scholarships that you get, the grants that you get, there's going to be abroad. I mean, there's studying abroad. There's also money that you get when you work in the office at a school, his attorney said. So it looks like $60,000 to $70,000 a year. But if you bifurcate it, you'll see that it can be very detailed and explained, as he explained to me when I first sat with him and asked him how this happened. In the interview with Roland Martin, it was about an hour long. I wasn't about to post it or anything like that on the Bro Talk page, but he explained that the money that he gets is because he does a number of things at the school, and their grants and their scholarships and stuff like that. And the $430,000 is kind of an accumulation of the 7 years that he had been at Howard University. So guys, are you buying that Tyrone is Tyrone the scammer, or you think he's just getting a raw deal?
You mean to tell me, wait a minute. You mean to tell me you came up with $430,000? 430 of them in scholarships?
And grants.
First of all, I don't know nary a state that's given away $430,000 of anything, let alone dollars for you to go to school, okay? No grant is that much money.
Well, he claims that law school at Howard costs more than undergrad. So he also did studying abroad and... You know, saying he got paid. He got paid for doing his job in financial aid. So he's saying the whole accumulation. Dex, does that add up to you?
Well, this is the thing. So I watched the interview with Roland Martin. That's the first time I ever heard him speak. I think that's the only time he's actually spoken out.
And
in the interview, I do believe him. I don't think that he was there pressing a button, giving himself this money. I don't think that was happening. I do think that someone else was providing him with these funds. The question is, why? Like he did say he got it from scholarships and grants and merit. Like, he's a 4.0 student. I mean, he's heavily involved on campus and everything. So I can understand why they would give him money. I just can't explain or understand why they would give him the amount of money in excess like that. Also, what I don't understand is, if the school is overpaying you in grants and scholarships and you're taking out loans, why? And I get it. Like he said in the interview, everyone uses the money to like the way they want to use their financial aid money. But if you're getting this money back, why are you flexing on like Instagram and stuff versus like, I don't know, saving the money, trying to pay some of
the he said that he didn't spend a lot of money on the lavish lifestyle that he
But I mean, like, you can say it relatively for him, he could say like, you didn't spend a lot of money on it. But like, when we look at the pictures that were shown, this stuff wasn't free. So you were spending the money. You were putting this money out on stuff that probably wasn't necessary for you to spend the money on. And you could have, like I said, saved the money, paid some of it back. You know what I mean? You could have done responsible things with the financial aid money or grants or whatever it was that you were given. And also the amount is insane, because like, even when you add up the 4 years of undergrad and however many years he has to go for law school, it still doesn't equal that amount. And he did dispute the amount. He said he didn't get as much as people are saying, but he did receive a large sum of money. And also, I mean, they didn't release official numbers yet either. They're still crunching those numbers.
if you running around, listen, I understand getting you a little refund check and showing off a homecoming. This is a little more than the homecoming show off.
Right.
Okay, the range may not be yours, but that's your, was your Chanel bag, and that's your mink, and that's you on a yacht, and that's you prancing around for New York Fashion Week, and you in Cuba with your chancletas on. Like, that's
wait, well, are you guys related? This man kind of sounds like you a little bit. Like, this is legit the stuff that you do.
I know.
Scam in the school too. Like, all this stuff you describe, like, wait, you have a Chanel bag. You prance around New York Fashion Week. This is you too.
It's only scamming if you get caught.
Okay.
I believe that he somehow, I don't get it. Like, I've gone to grad school. I've gotten grants. Like, the grant goes to the financial aid office. You get, right. They like cover exact, because they're the ones giving you the money. They know exactly how much it costs and how much to give you. So when you're going to school on like a full grant and or scholarship, which is very difficult to get.
And he worked in the financial aid office too. Like that's why everyone's like, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? He worked there. He was a student worker there.
They don't get
students.
He's probably that kind of stuff. Even if you do work there.
Right. I definitely he had access to it, but like whoever did, why are they giving you that money? What do you have on them?
Yeah, it's like some kind of, but this was a scam. And I believe he didn't know about it. I don't think that he's.
Oh, he definitely knew.
Absolutely knew. If he worked in the financial aid office, he knew.
Like, you don't even have to work in the financial aid office to know. If you're looking at your account and you see all these extra thousands being deposited, like, you know something ain't right.
He said he had people working in New York and New York Fashion Week, and he has friends that provided him with the clothes at discounted rates. He said he didn't pay full price, and his mother taught him how to shop on a budget.
I understand that, and I can attest to that being true. Like, I've had situations like that as well. I'm sure, like, we all have. But at the same time, though, there's a limit to how much people are going to give you.
You think a law student would risk something like that?
Yeah.
I think a person would risk something like that. Like, people, yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. People will do anything to flex on Instagram. It's like a thing.
Seriously.
Anything for likes.
All right. What words do you have for Tyga?
You don't exist to me. That's what I say to him.
All right, follow me. Simon Cowell's ex-fiance. Are we good?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Her name is Mezgan Husani. She's coming after Tiger because TMZ claims that Tiger rented a Beverly Hills mansion from Husani for $40,000 a month back in March of 2017. But she claims that the rent stopped coming in January of 2017. So now she's suing Tiger for back rent, but Tiger's son, King Cairo, is named on the suit as the other defendant because, according to TMZ, Tiger has the boy's name on the lease, which is the reason that he is being mentioned in the lawsuit. Tyga also has an album out right now called Kyoto. We apologize for any offense that might be taken from this terrible photo of the album cover. But if you would like to support a King Cairo getting off of this lease and Tyga paying off this debt, you can purchase, I guess, Tyga's album Kyoto.
If you're really into bestiality, that will really do it for you.
Song 13 on here is called Ja Rule and Ashanti for some reason. I didn't listen to it, but I was very intrigued.
I'm very intrigued. Is this CD out?
It's out. Yeah, it's been out since February.
I'll take a gander after the show tonight.
Wait, Dad, you didn't know about this?
No, nobody told me about this. I don't even think Ashanti knows about this.
So, guys, what words do you have for Tiger putting a whole house in his son's name?
Here's the problem.
Here's the thing.
Ooh, y'all finna go off?
You are renting property for $40,000 a month.
Come on.
How stupid can you be? Like, why would you not just buy your own property? Why are you renting for $40,000 a month?
Because it's a really nice mansion. It might be a really nice place.
No, but you could buy, with that kind of money, like, you could buy a really, really.
Well, he didn't have that kind of money, clearly. That's why he put in his damn son's name.
Clearly, he didn't
have however many money. And you could have put a down payment on a really nice place and still.
Nah, but you can't live in them Kardashian circles, like, with them little baby house. No, we can't do that. No, we need $40,000 a month.
Here's the issue. And my advice is not for Tyga. My advice is for Hussani. She should have checked his employment record. He ain't got that kind of money. He don't... What does she think she was renting to a Kardashian? No, ma'am.
Well, she was at the time. Remember, him and Kylie were together at the time, so she was giving him that allowance.
Kylie was probably paying the rent.
To be honest with you,
Kylie was clearly paying the rent.
I'm Team Tiger on this. I think you are a genius. I think this is smart to throw that in your son's name. I hope you have other bills in that boy's name.
Throw it in his son's credit.
Hood rat. You are a hood.
What are you gonna rat, Dex? What are you gonna do? Think about this. Think about it. Tiger's son, King Cairo, is the son of Black China, who is draining the pockets of Rob Kardashian. That kid
ain't got nothing to drain.
Rob Kardashian?
Yeah. What does Rob have?
Rob Kardashian will always have money because he's connected with Chris Kardashian. She pays his bills. What are you talking about?
Okay, she'll give him enough to meet his bill quota a month.
Yeah, she's going to make sure that his kid is taken care of. Tiger already knows Black China's going to have to take care of the other kid. So it's now like, it goes away. Who's going to deal with it? Not me.
Who do you think they will give? Who would they make pay child support in the Black China Tiger case?
Black China.
Child support.
Yeah, somebody welfare. Has to pay. They're not together. Someone has to pay child support.
It's got
to
be welfare because neither one of them got a job. Neither one of them have income coming. Like, nobody signs a check to neither one of them. Like, from a
nobody
standpoint, he makes his money off of
Kyoto.
She makes her money off of Rob Kardashian, and he just lives a life. I don't know how this man makes money, but.
Tyga album Kyoto in stores now. This is not a sponsorship. But speaking, staying on the Black China train, was Black China wrong? Dex, Black China was down to Six Flags, where we went, right down the street from my house.
I'm gonna say, is that the same one?
Yeah, same one. Right, like 5 minutes from my house. I could see it from my balcony.
Now I know why she was upset. Now I know.
So she was at she was at Six Flags, and as you can see in this video, she is mad at somebody walking around in spandex. With a very long ponytail, and she is pacing back and forth, and then she grabs her daughter's stroller. Someone tries to hold her back from throwing it, and then she goes kind of about her business. But in the second clip, she actually did get it off. As you can see, she snuck it around, and her security wasn't able to get there fast enough, and she threw it at somebody. So this made all the news here in LA because apparently Black China's a big deal here. But she posted this on her Instagram page. Those first two words.
at least she spelled it all right.
Those first two words. Being famous.
Girl.
Being famous is hard enough dealing with scrutiny, but when someone feels comfortable to come and touch your child, it's a whole other story. I do not condone violence, nor am I a violent person, but shout out to all the amazing mothers out there that will protect their children at all costs. Love, King, and dreams. Mommy. Apparently, Rob Kardashian is not happy that all this is going on. And according to TMZ, Rob and his lawyers will be filing legal documents asking for a hearing to set clearer rules for Black China, what she can and cannot do when the child is present. And on that subject, Rob is also concerned with China bringing new men, the latest of which is her 18-year-old boyfriend, YBN Almighty J, into her home.
What?
When the child is present. He wants an order similar to the one in the Jesse Williams custody case, where neither parent can introduce a boyfriend or girlfriend to the child unless the relationship lasts longer than 6 months. Rob is also going to ask for a reduction in the child support because he is currently paying Blake China $20,000 a month in child support, which he thinks is ridiculous since they have 50-50 joint custody and she makes more than him. Rob argues that his earning power has been reduced to nothing since he was banned from Instagram, the platform that fueled his online business, and he will be going to court to ask for a massive reduction in child support as soon as possible. Guys, do you blame China for any of this? I mean, someone touched your child. You know, when you go out like that,
throw the child at him?
You don't know the child wasn't in she wasn't in the actual...
You didn't know that.
Where did she throw the child to be able to throw the child?
That was my question. Where did the baby go? Because you see the stroller, and next thing you know, the stroller was airborne.
she didn't even look back. I don't think she grabbed. She just reached for the stroller. Like, was the child in there? I don't know.
Like, you want to touch it here? Take it.
They need to be calling Child Protective Services, because the poor little girl done been thrown to and fro the ends of the earth because her mother's angry.
Do you think she's on, like, do you think Rob's right for asking for a child support reduction?
Absolutely. Why should he pay her?
Yeah.
He's not paying her. That's number one.
$20,000.
Child support. I mean, Black China makes more in child support than all four of us combined make in a year.
Absolutely. Well, she really does.
That doesn't make any sense.
And she's using it all apparently on Fight Club lessons. So I mean, if that's what it's being used for, I might as well take it back, right?
Right, because she didn't even score a lick. So what was all that for?
All but that for nothing.
The thing is, though, from where that Six Flags is at, from L.A., that is a distance. So she was probably angry having to drive through the desert all that time to get to that Six Flags. Like, I would be angry.
I don't live in no damn desert. Don't try me.
The desert. It ain't nothing up there but maybe three trees, and it's just nothing but sand and dirt and a little bit of grass. Like, it is not a pleasant.
Nice suburban town, 30 miles north of L.A. was where I live.
Ain't no water there.
Ain't no water.
Ain't no water.
She was thirsty. Well, you know, I ain't no water in California anyway, so
don't be no water. We dry as hell. It did rain. All right. Next up are Trippie Redd and Tekashi 6ix9ine, the new kings of hip hop.
No, next.
Who that first one?
Dex, what you say? Dex said no next.
What Dex? If Dex say no next, then we going no.
All right,
next.
So this is Tekashi 6ix9ine, and he has stated that he is the new king of New York. he said, quote, is that what you say?
What is that? Like, why would you want to look like that?
He said, if I wasn't the king of New York, something would have happened to me by now. If I wasn't the king of New York, I would be like, just let the effing clown talk. That N-word is irrelevant. No word on if Tekashi 6ix9ine is actually black, but he is saying the N-word in this context. He was also photographed with 50 Cent, and 50 Cent did say that he was the current king of New York. So
this is the Mexican, ain't it?
Yeah, so this is the one. The game posted this picture of him in grade school. With the caption, this is, does someone want to read this? Cause I don't want to read this.
Wait, can you zoom in a little bit?
All you want to do is pop a zoom, zoom, zoom.
A vroom, vroom, vroom with you. This, the bum y'all let call himself the king of New York, Frank White only king of, oh, okay. This really the end word. I'm not reading. This is nonsense. Oh, no. I'm not reading. I done scrolled down a little bit. I'm not reading that nonsense. No, thank you.
But he also had another picture with Tekashi 6ix9ine. Not as current, but as you can see here on his vacation, he went on vacation with DJ Academics. And he is a known gangster. And he posted this picture with his flag and posted up on the travertine, as the game said, and he said, bad B alert, we see you, princess, toes gripping on the travertine, she's locked in, looking like a single mother on a girl's trip, all she's missing is the tummy tea, hashtag softer than a Martha Stewart face cloth. So that's Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Let me tell you, them face cloths are soft, baby.
So he is the king of New York.
Make a face cloth.
Bow Wow is under fire from another Ohioan, Trippie Redd, because back in September, Bow Wow said, Cleveland, Ohio, I'm taking over spirits tonight, and I'm bringing all my celebs homies out with me. I'm back in the state. We going up tonight. Usher, Wiz Khalifa, y'all in my town tonight. Hit my line, y'all know the play. Trippie Redd wasn't really a fan of that, so Trippie Redd decided to respond to that by saying,
what is on his face?
Bow Wow does not run anything in Ohio, and in fact, Bow Wow is not even from Ohio. He said that Bow Wow, when he was hot, claimed Atlanta, so he has no right now to claim Ohio, and he is thusly excluded from all ownership stakes in the state. Bow Wow responded.
Ohio is what y'all trying to fight for?
Y'all claiming the territory in Ohio? Like, who in half? Who gives a shit?
upset. They asked Bow Wow, how do you feel about
that? That's like me saying I'm the king of Pennsylvania. Like, nobody wants that.
They asked Bow Wow how he felt about Trippie dissing him. He said, Trippie's an effing kid. What I look like going to war with a kid. Real shit. No respect given to me for that. I'll let it slide. Bow Wow is also saying that Ohio doesn't F with me. Facts, real relationship that we had. And he also said, I don't go nowhere where there's no love. That's the truth. They talk bad about me since I first came out. I moved to chase my dream and like Braun.
I don't think you were like Braun.
Like Braun, I said I'd always come back and I did so much and it still wasn't enough. I'm done, bro. I'm tired. Guys, are Tekashi 6ix9ine and Trippie Redd now the new kings of hip hop?
Let me start by saying this. The only thing Shad and LeBron have in common is that they don't have high school diplomas. The only thing.
LeBron has a high school diploma. Don't do LeBron.
I don't want him to think they have anything else in common. LeBron is out here shutting down the streets and getting the job done for the culture. Bow Wow was up here faking, frauding, pumping it. And who? No, the answer, no.
Well, I don't know. Like, lately, hip-hop has been regulated to beefing. That's all everyone wants to do these days is beef. There's really no music being released. It's just arguing and beefing and who can get the better of each other on social media. So if that's the case, like, truthfully, they kind of are the new kings. Like, they're the ones who everybody's talking about right now. Like, we're never talking about these artists for, like, releasing music anymore. We're always talking about them for who they're beefing with. And basically, they're taking over this. So unless we get it together, they definitely are the kings of hip-hop right now.
Well, this is my first day hearing of Trippie Redd.
So you had heard of Tekashi 6ix9ine.
I have seen him before.
And he did a major interview on The Breakfast Club, which is actually doing, like, huge numbers. It's one of their highest viewed videos that they posted on their YouTube page. So, Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh, I was on Trippie Redd still.
I don't know who that is, so we can't discuss him. I can only say him.
It was my first day hearing of him, so I don't.
Are you not paying attention to the hip hop scene out of Ohio?
Is anyone?
Are you? Is anybody?
Who else?
Let me ask you this. Does anybody move and live in Ohio on purpose? Like, Ohio's one of those states you move because you're running from the cops. Like, nobody lives there on purpose. So nobody's fighting for ownership. Nobody's paying attention to any scene happening there.
I really don't like scene Ohio. Within, like, beat it. I think it looks stupid. Nobody's thinking for Ohio.
Well, Tekashi 6ix9ine, he has a song called Gunmo out. So if you're interested, you can take a listen to that. All right,
that's a very vulgar song.
It's a very vulgar song. Time for a DMX update. DMX, as we talked about last week, him potentially going to jail. He is going to jail for 1 year. So the songs did work, Bill. Do you stand corrected? Like, do you feel vindicated? Like, how do you feel now that DMX has taken that sentencing down from 5 years to 1 year?
I feel like the IRS vindicated. Loves to try it.
He's the one who said he's going to be going to jail for longer than 5 years. I'm the one who said he would get a sentence.
Thank you. He asked me how I felt.
But I know, but you wasn't going to correct him, so I had to let him know. He's getting.
I'm sorry. I knew that Bill's the one that said he would do 5 years. So that's why I was. I'm sorry. That's why I was asking him. I didn't mean to say vindicated. How do you feel excoriated? I should say.
I do. I stand corrected. They tuned in and gave him a year. Okay.
But like I said last week, this isn't a story about his. I mean, he's not going to jail because of his anger. He's going because of his taxes. And now you can feel vindicated because they gave him a year of jail, but they said as soon as you get out, we want $2.5 million. So you better get to work in that prison.
Had to do a whole lot of work, right? So they did play the song, and like Dex said, he's going to have to pay $2.3 million in restitution. They said he could set up a payment plan. That's a true story. I'm not making that up. Dead ass. They said he could set up a payment plan. They also said that the DMX should serve his time at the Danbury Federal Correctional Facility, which is the facility that inspired Orange Is the New Black. So at least he'll get some. some comedy out of it, I guess.
The word, isn't that a woman's
word Danbury,
yeah,
and DMX, it just sounds like a disaster that I want to watch. Please put this on TV.
He also has to attend an outpatient substance abuse program and an outpatient mental health program.
That's what I wanted. That's what I wanted.
That's what he needed.
That's what he needed. I'm happy to hear that. I am.
All right. So that's
as am I.
Moving on. Time for our best segment of the show. Actually, I should say the most depressing segment of the show, called Racist. It's where we out the racists in our communities across America. In Atlanta charter schools, you guys love them. I know Ty and Bill do especially. They have apologized for a blackface depiction during a student program. The performance was featured children reciting Paul Laurence Dunbar's poem, "We Wear the Mask," while holding paper masks in front of their faces took place during a program Thursday hosted by the Cadenzie Charter School. They released a statement saying that they apologize and saying that they are deeply committed to ensuring that this never happens again and that they are taking the following actions. They will do a thorough investigation. They will provide teacher education on cultural competency. And they will also hold conversations with students to provide the historical context of the imagery that they fucked up on. So do you guys feel that this is enough to repair the relationship that they once had with these students?
No.
My question is for parents. Like, you sit and let your child put that to their face and like you didn't flip. Like, I just don't understand. Like, coming up, my mother would have flipped the entire place, the entire building, if we pulled out one of them raggedy blackface masks and sat there reciting.
She wouldn't have let y'all finish.
Please, Nadine would have got up in there and tore everybody a new one, okay? And me for thinking it was okay. Not happening.
Ty, what do you think should happen to the school? Like, should it be shut down? What do you think? I mean, that's a little much.
Throw the whole thing away. I'm tired of people coming out with apologies. Like, we're at the stage where we just start throwing the whole thing away. Like, if you didn't make it, like, the school's done. Let's send those.
So where are you going to send the school? Where are you going to send the kids to?
It's a charter school. Go back. Go to your local
public school. Go to your public school. That's taking, they're getting all the money taken from them anyway.
They'll have to assimilate into a whole
different. No, they won't. No, they will not. The public school is, honestly, the public school is probably better. You're just stupid enough to be sitting up in the charter school because they got bright lights and shiny walls because you look.
That's it. That's exactly it. Because quiet as it's kept, when a student transfers, they take the scores with them. So everybody think charter schools are doing better than they are. Not so.
All right.
But I hate that I'm this person. I really do. But
you always are.
I hate who I am.
I do. I really do. I don't like that I'm like this. But I really wish you guys on the podcast could see this picture. We have to post it somewhere on the BroTalk page. But like the "We Wear the Mask" poem is about people hiding like who they really are. Like they're hiding behind something that's not really them. They're hiding behind
That's incorrect.
No, it's not.
"We Wear the Mask." That is incorrect. The "We Wear the Mask" poem by Paul Laurence Dunbar is about hiding your emotion in America and keeping a strong face while you're being
not.
Yes, it is.
I'm not going to debate with you what this poem is about. You say what you think.
You don't have
about.
To.
I'm going to say what,
you what it is about.
I'm going to say what I think.
It's
about.
Not a.
The poem.
No, I'm telling you the truth.
Okay, we're not going to do this. The poem interpreted by me is that people are hiding behind something that's not truly them. They're hiding behind a facade. And I think that with this display here, it's like, this is not what the mask that they're putting up is like the blackface that we're used to seeing as a negative depiction of African-Americans. I think what they're saying is, this is not me. I'm not this person. This is a mask. I take this away and I'm something totally different under this. And I think that is the message that the school was trying to put out. And I think, like, looking at these kids, these are beautiful young Black kids, when they take these ugly masks away, this is not who they are. They're somebody else. They don't have to hide their emotions as well, like you said, or their faces or their features or anything like that, because they're beautiful, they're Black. And once they take those masks down, it is something totally different than what you're seeing visually with that mask.
So then why apologize?
Because people were offended.
What'd you say? Don't do Dex. I didn't see that viewpoint, but that's a very interesting way of looking at it.
It's not.
I just don't think we need to be offended by everything. I really don't. But okay.
This is happening too often. Like, the fact that this segment is still going, it means it's happening too often.
We have not missed a beat. Not one week.
Every single week, we're able to put something up here And it, the answer is always yes.
Something new. People can be offended by anything.
Well, we'll see. Next, Texas woman was sentenced to 5 years in prison for voting while on probation. This 43-year-old former taxpayer hadn't planned on voting until her mother encouraged her to do it, so she voted. She was still on community supervision at the time of the election, but no one, including her probation officer, ever told her that being a felon on supervision meant that she couldn't vote under Texas law. So she went and she voted, and she was in convicted of, you know, casting a ballot illegally and sentenced for 5 years in prison. She was indicted in Texas last year and found guilty by state district judge Ruben Gonzalez on Thursday. Despite her protest that she was simply not aware that she was barred from casting a ballot. She said, "You think I would jeopardize my freedom? You honestly think I would ever want to leave my babies again? That was the hardest thing in my life to deal with. Who, as a mother, as a provider, would leave their kids over voting?" So she says she arrived on her polling place on the day of the election. I mean, on the day of voting, I should say, and an election worker offered to help, and he presented her with the ballot, and they filled it out together. And he didn't say anything about her being a felon. So ultimately, her vote didn't even count. But that led to an investigation, which led to her conviction, and now she's going to be in jail for 5 years. Guys, racist or not?
I don't think it's, here's the thing. The justice system, as we know, is rigged against people of color. So that's number one. But like, are you rolling your eyes because America is like built in your favor? Is the justice system built in your favor? I'm confused. Oh, okay. Didn't think so. So we know the justice system is messed up. However, ignorance of the law does not negate the law. It is still the law. So I feel like, listen, the justice system needs to be reformed. That's the bottom line.
Where it's like, it's stupid as hell. Like, we're putting her in jail for what? Like, it doesn't.
I mean, she originally went to jail because she exaggerated money on tax returns for her clients or whatever like that. So she went to jail originally for that, served her time, got out. She's been on probation for 3 years. So she has.
She was out here stealing up them Social Security numbers, wasn't she?
So she's been out of jail for a certain amount of time, for 3 years, and now she did this. She voted mistakenly. Vote didn't even count. But now she's going to jail for 5 years. Dex, white people have done this and have been sentenced to like a $10,000 fine. But she's going to jail for 5 years. How do you feel?
Well,
did she pay the $10,000?
She wasn't offered the
$10,000. With some of them Social Security tax fraud she stole up, probably.
Out, Dex?
Well, one, you just said that white people thing. Were white people on probation as well when they did this for the same thing? Like we have to know. Before we say that, like, white people did it, we need to know that these were
the... Well, the situation that I'm referencing is where a white woman attempted to vote multiple times for Donald Trump. She was ultimately caught trying to vote multiple times, and she was handed, I think, a $500 fine or something like that.
And so, was she on probation?
I don't think she got any charges with it.
When she did it, was she on probation like this woman was? I just want to make sure they're in the same situation since we're comparing.
I don't think she was on probation.
I don't think so.
This is a felon trying to vote instead of a person trying to vote multiple times.
So it's
more egregious than letting a felon vote.
Right. So it's absolutely. So it's a different situation.
Letting someone vote more than once is more egregious than letting a felon vote once. Like, okay.
It's up to you. It's up to you. You know? Now, like I was saying, Texas is known to be a red state. So just because this woman is black doesn't mean she voted smartly. I don't know who she
did vote for. Hillary Clinton. It was reported. She voted for Hillary Clinton.
How did they know who she voted
for? Lock her up.
They reported it. The Washington Post reported it. I can show
you
that.
You can't tell those people who people vote for.
Well, though she told the Washington Post, Washington Post reported it. What you want me to do? I just read it.
She voted for Hillary
Clinton. Here's the thing, though.
Yeah, she does. She told them she wrote it for Hillary Clinton.
Lock her up. Go.
Here's the thing, though. According to the 13th Amendment of the Constitution, she's not even considered a person. She's property of the United States. So they can tell that who she voted for.
A mess.
There's some stuff right there. Not changed my mind. That is racist. That's a mess.
Exactly. All right, time for Q&A. Ty, are you with us, or did you go to get some alcohol?
Some alcohol.
He went to glory.
I'm most definitely here.
Oh, I hear you coming back. There we go.
I mean, he told me to shut up, so really, he could go to hell.
Oh, good. Oh. Dex ain't forget. All right, Ty, what we got?
Time for Q&A. This is one of our favorite parts of the show because everyone gets to participate.
We are running so behind. Let's
All right,
let's
topic, I'm going to be quick. Topic number one. Who
We always run behind. Every episode, it seems like we run behind. What is wrong with us?
Well, some of us
are late. Who going to love me? Topic two.
No, you got to read it better. You got to read it better than that.
I'm not doing it like that.
You, Dex, what, you doing?
I don't know where that comes from.
Yes, you do. Don't lie.
Oh, God. Ty, you just picked two.
The next, William, you can read that one in a silly voice. I don't do impressions.
I legit have no idea what like, I.
The first one.
The line from Precious, I don't remember.
The first one. Just read it.
That is so annoying.
Who gonna love me?
He's sitting there with all his goddamn degrees. Like, you know every goddamn thing. Who gonna love me, Dex? Why are you trying not to laugh?
I
see you over there.
I just want to speed up the show because people got things to do.
Next one, tax issues. Next one, guess who's coming to dinner? I love that one. New title, who this?
Three.
The precious one.
All right, the precious Let's one. Precious guess who's coming to dinner?
All right.
Oh Lord, this top.
Wait, which one is this one here?
This is the third one.
Guess who's coming to dinner?
Okay.
Guess who's coming to dinner? All right. My girlfriend and I have been dating for a little under a year now, and she recently introduced me to her family. And race has become an issue in our partnership. I'm white and she is black. When we met the family, I found them to be loud, obnoxious, and out of shape. I cannot believe my girlfriend was related to these people. Because she is not like that at all. When we left the family home, I told her that I could not believe how uncouth her family was. Her response to me had me shook. She looked at me and said, not to ever speak to her family that way. She told me that she found my family to be racist and mentioned an incident where my grandmother thought she was the maid. My grandma was obviously joking. We haven't been speaking since then, and I'm not sure what to do, what the next steps are. Sorry. What would you do? That relationship's over, sir.
Girl.
Good and over. Let me tell you something.
Throw the whole grandma in the trash. Like,
the whole relationship in the trash. That relationship is done. Move on with your life.
Sir.
We can move on from this one. Like,
Bill, what grandma say? Bill, what grandma say? Bill, what did grandma say about that lady?
Grandma was obviously joking. Like, give them.
I low key want to know who this is and why they feel comfortable asking us this question.
Grandma says, is that the maid? Maid. Oh my
Molly God. The maid. Hey, maid. Let me tell you something.
Don't take her around grandma. Seriously, don't take her around grandma because grandma's going to embarrass you and embarrass her. So
this question should have been put on the. Is this racist? And yes, it is.
Grandma is clearly a racist.
Listen.
And so is he. Look at how he describes her family.
These people, loud and obnoxious and out of shape. These people.
These people. So yeah, he's white. She's black. The black grandma told the man's white mother. What happened?
The white grandma said to the
black woman, was she the maid? Oh my God.
Like, how do you joke about this?
That's not a joke.
That day. Listen,
grandma would have lost all her teeth.
The next episode, leave this girl alone. She's done with you.
Yeah, she's done with you. She knows what's good for.
Steps is to be going down to that Cadenzi school district and get some of that training they got going on.
Yeah, because and take your grandmother is calling black people maids in 2018. Like, there's no
right. Hope. What Dex said, and take your family with you.
Mm. That is ridiculous.
He said loud, obnoxious, and out of shape. I know that's right. What would you like do? A good time. It's like they know how to cook.
So she asked, he asked us, what would we do?
Move on.
I would get that sensitivity training and move on in my life.
And move completely on with your life. Grandma, y'all are never going to talk again.
Grandma is clearly a racist.
Very clearly.
But I think it's less about the grandma, more about him, though. The fact that he
why
said
is it grandma, about him?
Because one, he said
it's definitely about him.
Joking. He's like, my granny was obviously joking.
That's
like,
not obviously joking. That's very funny.
Like, and then who's it obvious to?
When you know people, like, you know when they're joking. So for instance, my grandfather is very offensive. He could be to people of other nationalities that aren't black. He will speak in a foreign language that doesn't make any sense just because it sounds funny to him. My grandfather might be a racist, but I know him to love people, and I know him not to
love his people.
Somebody. I know him not to exclude somebody just for his race, just because of their race. So I know him in a different way than other people know him. So when someone says they know their grandma to be just joking, I can understand if they know the way that their grandparents joke.
Here's the thing, Jason. I'm gonna tell
you. Why are you getting on that? Don't be sniggling in my statement.
I'm gonna tell you
your statement. That was good. I like how you did that, but. I mean, realistically speaking, you can't joke that somebody is a maid and think that it's like, oh,
my grandfather would never say that, by the way.
And not only that, but I think the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, because like, yes, the grandmom said this and you think she's joking, but you weren't joking when you thought you can say to this girl's face that her family is uncouth and obnoxious and loud and overweight. Like, that's not okay. And you think that's okay because your grandmom has raised you to think that that's okay.
If you come from a family that, like, a Methodist church, and you end up going to a family that's like a Baptist church, like, you're going to think they're loud.
Watch your tone.
Here's the thing. Like, the first thing and I'm going to tell you the same thing I tell kids. It's a joke. It's only a joke when all parties involved are laughing. If somebody don't think it's funny, it's not a joke. Like, that you don't. And then you got these like little trigger words, like these underlying like dog whistles of racism. These people, loud, they're obnoxious, loud, obnoxious, out of shape, uncouth. I mean, like, I'm sorry your family was allowed to live in Levittown and you have access to fresh food and we don't. Like, if you don't beat it.
Are we slaves now? All right, Todd, do you have any advice for this person? Because we're only going to do one question today.
Well, today is the throw the whole thing away day. Throw the whole relationship away. We're done. And grandma too.
All right. Well, that's Q&A for this week. We will get to the other questions next week. We'll pick from three, I guess. If you have any questions,
I'll run them through quickly. We got you.
Yeah, if you have any additional questions that you want to ask us, that you think could outpace these three, send them to us at brotalklive.com/questions. It's time for just a time, because I always got to have just a time in the show. All right, so this just a time is called Tell Me Something I Don't Know. So these are things that are designed to mind blow you. That didn't sound right. So mature. Going off the easy. All right, first one. So do you guys know how the game goes? Like, it's like someone will post like on Twitter or something like that a picture of, you know, a boob or something like that, and just say, tell me something I don't know, completely unrelated. So this is what you do. You write a comment under there and you just tell them something you don't know. So these are things that we don't know. Blank co-produced the Right Here Human Nature remix for SWV from the Free Willy soundtrack. And his voice is the one heard chanting S-W-U-V. S-S-S-W-W-U-V.
Is it Chris Brown?
Chris Brown? That was 1994. Girl, what are you talking about? Chris Brown wasn't even born.
Oh, yeah. You know what? He remixed that song. That's what it was. I was like, why do I hear his voice when you were saying that? But that's why.
He did that. It's a she something.
Oh, then Michael Jackson then.
You think it's fine? Okay, Michael Jackson.
Did he release this song too? Am I crazy? What's going on?
No, they sampled Michael Jackson's Human
Nature. Michael Jackson's song. My mind is already gone. I'm like, I know these people have something to do with this.
Who's the one singing SWUV?
Let's go with Jermaine Dupri.
No, famous producer.
Let's say Jermaine Dupri. Okay.
No, it's Teddy Riley.
Close, very close, very close. This person, Teddy Riley, discovered this person, actually.
Usher. Let me shut up. I don't know.
Ty, you have a guess?
No, I agree with you.
Who?
I have no idea. Why are we supposed to know this stuff?
You are. The remix features a young Pharrell Williams.
Oh, for real.
Channing S. Double.
I thought it was Teddy Riley.
S double double U U V. And actually, on the British version of the song, Pharrell actually has a verse in that as well. So little did you know, Pharrell is the one singing S W V on the Right Here remix. Fun fact. Things that tell me something I don't know. Number two, true or false. In early New York City, officers were noted for having copper on their uniforms, so the word copper became slang for an officer, which gets shortened to cop.
Oh, yes.
True.
True? Actually, that's false.
I would have sounded good.
Cop has long existed as a verb meaning to take or seize.
Derogatory, right?
The first example of cop taking the meaning to arrest appeared in print around 1844, and the word then swiftly moved from being solely a verb for taking into police custody to also encompassing a noun referring to the one doing the detaining. By 1846, policemen were being described as coppers, with the ER ending having being appended to the arrest form of the verb. So, and by 1859, coppers were also being called cops. So there you go. That's how cops got called cops. Mind blown. Considered mind blown. What'd you say, Ty?
How exciting, cop history. I'm sure it's beneficial to us.
True or false, Rwanda has the highest number of female members in parliament. 64% of its parliament are women. True or false?
False. That's true. True.
That's absolutely true. In Rwanda, after the genocide, 70% of the remaining population were women, and the introduction of quotas requiring 30% of political and government candidates to be women have brought about real change in national and local politics and across public positions. Mind blown. True or false? The founders of Puma and Adidas were brothers.
True. One supported Adolf Hitler and the other supported the Allies. That much I know.
Very true.
Puma he supported the Allies during World War II, and the founder of Adidas supported Germany and Adolf Hitler.
You're absolutely right. They were brothers and they created a shoe company, but then after World War II, they split. They never talked to each other again. In the business arena, Adolf, who preferred to be called Addy, named his business Adidas, combining his first and his last name, Addy Dassler. Rudolf tried the same with his firm called Ruda, although he later changed it to Puma. Consider your mind blown. Bam. And last but not least, if you leave a goldfish in a room with no light, it'll stay gold. True or false?
False.
True.
It's false. It's false. Their skin, it's the sunlight that gives their skin the
sunlight.
Well, yeah, it's light. Their coloration comes from a reflection of light. So if you keep your fish in the dark all the time, the chromatophores
lose its color,
won't produce more pigment.
Well, they're going to live longer than happen anyway. Goldfish
will start to fade or turn silver. So they have a silver fish.
Silver fishes.
Mind blown. So there we go. Those are things that tell me something I didn't know. Bro Talk Live, just the thoughts. Time for Dex's BS football.
Thank you. Well, clearly that game was well played because I got every single thing wrong. So I did not know. Now, speaking of things you didn't know and things that will blow your mind, here is Dex's BS report for the week. So in Phoenix, Arizona, over the past weekend, you know, it was Sunday. It was time for everybody to go to church. There was a mother who was like, you know, telling her kids, get up. We got to go to church. We have to get a spot.
Huh? Or that one time a year.
Hey, you know, look, it's Easter. Everybody's going to go to church today. We got to get up. We got to get in there. So one of her sons was been very stubborn. He would not get up. She's screaming and yelling at the boy, get up, get up, get up. She then told him that you're not going to make me late for Jesus. And she decided that she's going to get the young man up by using a taser on his leg. She said, I want you to feel these electric shocks through you so I can feel the blood of Jesus through me. The boy told her if she does it again, he's not going to get up and he's going to call the police. She did it again.
Again?
She did it again and he called the cops. The cops did arrest the woman, but she won't serve any time because her son has decided that he will not press charges against her.
Did she miss church service?
She did.
You know she was pissed.
Church service. In Kansas, there was a woman, a 23-year-old woman, who called police because she discovered that someone had broken into her home. She looked around. The police came. They looked around. They could not find anyone in the home. So they were like, ma'am, I think you might be okay. Nobody's here. About 2 hours after the police officers left, they heard her and her current boyfriend heard a loud thump upstairs. They go around to the attic, and they notice that there's a foot hanging from the wall. She's ew. Like, oh, what's going on up there? Her boyfriend then pulls the body down, and the body is actually her ex-boyfriend, who had been spying on her for the past 3 weeks and had been living in her house, unbeknownst to her and her
company. Living in her house?
Yeah, he was stalking her at the time.
Was he dead? You said he pulled down the body.
I shouldn't say the body, but they pulled down the person. He was there, like, fully alive. Yeah. But he had been there. He had been eating food and stuff like what she wasn't there. Like, he had a whole setup up in the attic up there.
How do you get groceries up there? Like, do you carry like a case of water up? Like, how do you?
He would get down and stuff like that while she was at work or whatever. And then,
he would raid the fridge.
Do what he had to do. And then, like, yeah. And the final story of the day, millennials are really taking over. They're doing everything their very own way. So you shouldn't be surprised that when it comes to engagements, millennials, they're not just going out and buying rings, or they're not going out and doing the tattoos. They are actually piercing their fingers with pearls and diamonds. They're actually piercing the fingers of their loved ones to signify their love. So if you guys are in you guys are out there looking for wedding rings or creative ways to propose or whatever, go ahead. Nothing says I love you like a piercing through your ring thing. Your support for the week.
Awesome. Thank you, Dex.
We look forward to you doing that, Dexter.
Have seats. Billiam.
All right. Now we're going to give out a couple seats. Listen, I just need to give a seat to all of the deep saints out there. As we all know, is, you know, Good Friday, Easter Sunday, Resurrection.
Did you watch the Stellar Awards?
Yes.
Did you see Anthony Brown
did Lillian Lloyd in the New Generation Chorale. Ricky Dillard is the choir master for the ages.
Oh, yeah, he looked like a whole daisy.
However, we got people that all, you know, I scroll through the social medias and I'm looking at people complaining about the people that come to church the one time a year, those Easter, Christmas, Mother's Day people.
Yeah, what's wrong?
Please stop complaining. Please, please, oh, please stop complaining about them. Because you come to church every Sunday and you still live in any old kind of way and you don't give tithes. Leave these people alone. Let them come to church when they come to church. At least they come in. Leave them alone. Y'all need to be seated because y'all complain about every little thing. Just complain, complain, complain. That's all y'all do. Y'all deserve to be seated. Let them people live. Let them dress their babies up, get them as they want to be. Let them rip and run in church because it might be the only time they ever see Jesus. You lead them be.
Wow. Okay. Wow. That's amazing. I thought you would be the one that would be condemning people, but shout out to you.
What I'm going to condemn somebody for coming to church for?
Speaking of church, Ty, did you go to church this week?
Yes, I did.
That was nasty.
And I did hear
that was nasty.
One of my friends told me you did a great job on Good Friday. I did not attend. I don't know why I didn't attend. I guess I forgot you were preaching with me.
That's all right. Thank you.
I'm doing a number for William, an actual song before it gets up there, but I don't know what happened this time. But I got you next time, though. I do not have a seat, though, because life is good.
That's boring. All right. My seat goes to all the people who try to speed up on you and when you try to turn over in the lane. That, you know, for some reason, I take things very personal on the road. Like when someone like either won't let me over or if someone cuts in front of me, like I immediately think that they're trying me. And I need to. Maybe I need to give myself a seat because I'm taking things too personal and I just need to relax and chill out. Shout out to my daughter. She's been giving me a sense of calm that I didn't have before and a lot of patience. So shout out to her and I appreciate everything that she's added to my life. So not really a seat, but just a seat to all the people that I take personally on the road. So just staying on my way and shout out to my daughter.
That was nice.
Road raising is really acceptable.
quick two seats. Actually, I'll take Ty's seat for this week. My first seat is going to go to my mother. So guys, I've been really trying not to eat meat. So I went to my mom's house, and God bless her, she always tries to help me out. And she's like, Dexter, like, I made you beans, like string beans. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I like that or whatever. So she makes me string beans. I open the pot.
Out of can?
Just pork in them. Or a little pork fat in them.
She had these big pieces of like ham hocks or something like that in there. I don't know what it was, but it was this huge piece of meat. And I was like, oh, there's meat in these beans. She's like, no. No. You pick around the meat. And I'm like, you could. And like, you don't want to be rude, but it's like, this isn't really okay. Like, I'm not one of those people that like, oh, I don't want to have it like that. But like, it's when you cook beans and with meat in it, like, you might as well just say it's meat in there too. Like, you can't, like, that's just not how it is.
Well, it's so not necessarily meat, it's the juices of the meat. So
no, it's like pieces of the meat that's falling apart that's inside of the beans.
I've seen those before. He's not getting around the meat. There's definitely
you can't do it.
You can't, because them string beans is soft and all that meat. You can't do nothing with it.
Yeah, there's meat coming in, which is hilarious. I can't believe she did that.
And like, legit had the look on her face like,
like, super confused.
What's the problem?
Yeah, because she made you all them beans and you wasn't going to eat them. Like, girl, what you mean?
And my second seat, this is one is a little personal to me. I just feel like there are people in this world who post things on social media that are inappropriate. And like, if you want to live an alternative lifestyle, that's your business. But nobody wants to hear about your dildos. That's one thing. And if a person decides like to be nice to you and comment on one of your things, maybe you have an issue with the person, you don't like them or whatever, but like, if a person comments on something that you post or whatever, like, you're soliciting comments, and a person comments on it and you like it,
because you can turn those off.
No, I didn't want the comments to be turned off, but this
person, I'm just saying, but if you don't turn them off, you're asking for a solicitation. So yeah, you're right.
Well, this person, they wrote a thing that was like, post something, so they wanted you to comment on it, so I did. And then I noticed that this human being liked and commented on everybody's stuff around mine, but didn't comment on mine. And I'm just like, that's a problem. Like, if we have issues, like, you know what I mean? Like,
well, the like
button that wear you out.
If they didn't like your comment, why would they like it?
No, I'll explain. I don't want to really say what it is, because it's very obvious who the person is, but it's like one of those situations where it's like, whatever, like when people are like, oh, post the third picture in your thing or whatever, my status, and everybody does it. You liked everybody else's comment on it, laughed with them, but then when it came to mine, it was just like, oh, I'm gonna skip past this. Look, I could care less if you like what I post or whatever, but like, if we have issues, let me know, because I won't.
Maybe it's an honest.
There you go. There wasn't no mistake. I'm with Dex. That wasn't no mistake.
Assume positive intent. You seen?
No. Dex, give them a seat.
But guess what? You won't ever have to worry about me commenting on anything else that you ever post again. Believe that.
Believe that.
Boom. All right. Cool. Don't forget, guys, like, subscribe, tell a friend, and comment on the show. Sorry. Did you have something to say, Bill?
I do. I just want to ask, how'd you spell your baby's name?
Who?
Are you finally getting her that grow up plan you're supposed to get?
But what are you talking about, me?
Yeah, did you spell your baby's name right?
Traditionally, the way it's traditionally spelled.
What the hell kind of question is that?
Okay, I just want to make sure everybody's.
Bye. Don't forget, like, subscribe, tell a friend, and comment. I caught the shade. Don't forget, we have stuff on sale, brotalklive.com/store. You can shop on our store. Big Cartel also is in conjunction with that. Bro Talk Live, we are right on the mark. Do you guys have any announcements to make for the coming up coming weeks or whatever like that?
Not necessarily announcements, but like, I would like to know what that shade was that I didn't catch between.
Don't worry about it. We'll tell you.
I would like to know if William got you that grow up plan he was supposed to buy.
No, he didn't.
I remember him promising
grow up plan.
The Gerber grow up plan.
That, and I would hold him to it.
I'm gonna still buy it. I literally have no idea what we're talking about.
But I'm still thinking, sir.
He's talking about the Gerber grow up plan. I guess you said that you would purchase for my daughter.
Yeah. How much is it?
Yes.
We're waiting.
How much is it?
Why you about to buy a Dex?
I just want
to
know, like, cause y'all calling him out, like it must be like super expensive.
I
like,
don't know. I
no, it ain't expensive. It's not expensive.
What's not expensive?
Grows over time.
Listen, don't worry. I got Dex. Jason, just text me the spelling of your baby's name. So
you don't know how to spell Isabella.
Well, I just want to make sure.
It's- anyway, like I just want to give a quick shout out.
Want to put the name out because, like, where you like stopped and said my daughter instead of her full name.
So whatever.
Well, he's posted on social media a bunch of times, so there's that. So anyway,
Dexter license to say whatever he wants.
With that being said, I want to give a quick shout out to Mina. Say what if you guys have not heard? Like, she has a new podcast out. It's called Mina's House. Like, subscribe to it on Pocket on Apple Podcasts, the same place where you should be subscribing to Bro Talk Live. Also, just give a. I want to give a quick shout out to everyone.
Are you going
to
let them know that you did an episode with her?
I did just do an episode with her, but it's the most recent one. If you guys wanted to check that out, it's a really good episode. We talk a lot of things that we talk about on this show, but we also talk about Fabulous. We talk about Tiffany Haddish. Now, low key, feel like me and Tiffany have like a little beef now. I've been trash talking her for a little bit.
I mean, beef has to go two ways, like you said last week. So there we go.
Yeah. So with that being said, I also want to, like, again, thank Mina for having me on her podcast. And also a quick shout out to Shakima Fatima, Marion Dance, Brittany. Like, thank you guys so much for all
hashtag
your love.
Long live, hashtag long live TMR. Killing it. BroTalkLive.com. We're always on the mark. You guys have a wonderful week and we out.